I'm Justin.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Austin.
Hey guys, have you seen Grown Ups 2?
Watched it. Grown Ups 2.
Grown Ups, the sequel.
No.
The second one.
As in number 2?
As in number 2.
Ugh. We're finally at it.
Yeah.
We're at the first Sandler sequel.
This is
you couldn't
indeed.
Have said that
dun,
6
dun,
months ago.
Dun.
It's That's the, it, this is, I think, the first time he's revisited
You
the
could
novel.
Have said it. You could have said it. You couldn't have said the first of many to come.
Sure.
It is. There is more. Happy Gilmore 2 is that is a fast approaching on the horizon.
And is it this year?
Maybe next year.
Filming in town right now. I wouldn't be surprised
really?
If we got either a Billy Madison or a Waterboy 2 next.
Or a Little Nicky?
Don't put that name out into the cosmos. Oh, it's like the most Sandler
you know
has
if they
ever
did little,
been.
Yeah,
you,
yeah,
know
yeah.
If there, you know if there's a Little Nicky, there's like going to be none of the prosthetics that was in the first
All CGI?
It's like Big Nicky and he's just an
Big
adult.
Nicky!
He's just an adult.
And
He's running hell, yeah.
Ah, damn it. Don't pitch these movies and make them sound kind of good. But if you had to pitch tonight's movie, Josh, and make it sound kind of good. What we do here on the podcast is the people who haven't seen the movie give a brief rundown of what they think the movie's going to be about based solely on the title. In this case, it's a sequel.
Yep.
What do you think Grown Ups 2 is going
to
be about?
I want to believe there's a time skip.
Yeah.
And Sandler's kids are older. Old enough to be played by Sandler.
We have, I believe, the same pitch here tonight.
Okay.
Wow.
Another first.
Yep, because I'm going to say he was playing his old Sandler and his son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to believe it's just Grown Ups 1 again.
That's kind
of
what I think.
I don't believe it's just they go vacation somewhere else and they don't remember any of the lessons they
were not
the
going
first
back
one.
To the cabin?
No, God, no.
I like that you are optimistic to think it's going to be somewhere else.
It's Sandler we're talking about. Of course he's going to use his money to go somewhere else.
Oh, is this Grown Ups
2? You don't think he liked the
Hawaii?
Cabin?
I think he was fine with the cabin, he just wants to go somewhere else.
Grown Ups 2, Turks and Caicos.
I don't think we're still in America. Let's
oh, okay.
Crazy.
He's not giving other countries his money, like he did in Jack and Jill when they went to third act Italy.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I will never get over the shock of
yeah.
third act vacation cruise to Italy in a
third
movie.
Third act Italy is a good t-shirt.
I don't know if I talked
That's
about
a great
this.
Hard to explain t-shirt for our podcast. Third act Italy.
Third act Italy.
They're like, wait. You're only, at most, middle age. Are you planning on moving to Italy in like 25, 30 years? Oh yeah, my third ex, Italy. Justin, why did you watch this movie? Why did you subject yourself so you could subject
Why did you
us
put this on? Yeah.
Did you see this in theaters?
No.
Did you know you were going to subject us to
I
it?
I watched this
you
with my family because they've liked Grown Ups.
Oh, okay.
And they knew that I liked Sandler, so it was like...
Bonding.
It was like a thing where it was like, I couldn't tell them after years and years and years of like me loving Sandler.
Yeah.
Of being like, no, I'm not into that anymore.
Parents, it's hard to tell them...
This is when you were falling off,
You've
right?
outgrown stuff. I think he's still falling off. I think he's still like tapping the vein every once
no.
in a while, and that's why he's doing the podcast.
Every movie, it's like, this one could be good.
What if I watch it again?
No.
So we're going to go back to a vacation. This time, it's no kids. Key party. It's going to get dirty. Speaking of Sandler
vacation movies, though, I watched another Happy Gilmore production.
Happy Madison production.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't have Sandler in it, and I liked it.
Which one was this?
It's the one with David Spade.
You gotta go a little deeper than that.
The Wrong Missy.
Oh, yeah. Wrong Missy's really fun. I watched that because of the actor who plays Missy. Uh-huh. I really like her. Have you seen that one?
No.
I did not like David Spade in it.
No. He was a jackass.
He was, yeah, pretty intolerable.
I think you weren't supposed to like him.
Josh, if, big if.
Right.
We're at home and put on a movie.
We are at home, or I'm at home?
You. If you're at home,
I would never. Thanks to our Amazeballs podcast, I did get Disney Plus.
Okay.
So I could finish late. And I do have two movies bookmarked.
Okay.
Which are Deadpool and Wolverine and Inside Out 2.
That's why it was a big if.
I have not watched them yet. They're just sitting there.
If you were to put on a movie at home,
yeah,
and another big if, it was right. One you didn't know much about.
Right.
And you were just like, ah, pleasant evening in, I'll put a movie on. And the first thing to come up was Happy Madison. Would that influence you? Yeah, would you stop?
Yes, I would stop. Partially because I don't want to ruin the podcast. I have dignity.
What if
mine?
This was like one of Justin he talked about where it doesn't have Sandler in it.
Yeah.
What if this was like
that? Makes it worse for me.
There's no Sandler.
I don't know any of these other people.
I think you know them all.
I barely know Sandler.
You know them better than some of your family at this point.
I couldn't recognize Sandler and Zohan. Come on.
Yeah.
Good point.
That's like,
true. You know. Yeah.
Sandler's what does it for me. Sandler's what gets me through these.
Ooh.
I don't care about Rob Schneider. I don't care. No.
Spade.
David Spade.
Kevin James?
Yep, you're saying names.
Chris Rock?
Yep, those are names.
All the people that are in Grown Ups 1.
Those all mean nothing to me.
I think they will, because they're coming back for tonight's movie, Grown Ups 2. Over the next two hours.
Do you think Schneider's going to be dating the same lady?
No. I think that's a big change. I know Shaq is in it. That's a big change.
A lot, like Vanilla Ice?
Can't be.
Vanilla Ice was the first
guest. Yes, I think
so. They were in it a lot.
But for good. Like, it worked out.
Yeah, it was
great.
That
was one of the best parts of that movie.
He was probably the best actor in the movie.
Is he back in this one, you think?
Vanilla Ice? Yeah. No. Never again.
Is he going to become part of the Sandler?
Not till That's My Boy, too.
Is Vanilla Ice still alive?
Yes.
He's Sandler's age.
That movie was only a decade old. That's
so if we get... That's My Boy, too. That's My Boys.
That's My Boys.
If we get That's My Boys.
That's My Boys.
Vanilla Ice could be in it.
And that'll be when Sandberg has, like, twins. And Sandler will come back to Sandberg's life when he has twins.
And he's gonna be Bad Grandpa. Oh, yeah. Wait, that's a different movie.
Yeah, you wanna watch Bad Grandpa?
I don't like the sound of that.
What about Bad Santa?
Don't like the sound of anything.
You wanna watch any movie with bad in the title?
We could have a bad list.
That's a good intuition to follow.
That's what I was gonna say. That's a good list.
We could have a bad
list. That's a bad list.
we don't talk about
the bad list.
Oh, I wanna see The Bad Guys.
The Bad Guys.
That's an animated movie.
Yes.
With a coyote? It's
based off a chapbook series.
Oh, okay. I don't know if I've heard of this. Wolf.
Oh, it's a wolf. It's not a coyote. Yeah.
They just got a sequel.
I know The Good Guys. And The Wrong Mans.
The Wrong Mans.
That one's really good.
I know I Love You, Man.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen I Love You, Man.
That one's pretty fun.
I like I Love You, Man.
I can't wait to get one of my favorite lists to get to is the one that Josh thinks everyone has seen.
Classics.
It's Josh's classics that he hasn't seen. Sin City, Inception, and we pulled up the third one last week. It's like a rom-com or something, I think.
Dude, Where's My Car?
Oh, no, 40-Year-Old Virgin.
No, 40-Year-Old Virgin is when I turn 40.
Oh, we're saving it for a big event. That. Like, that for your birthday and The Matrix, like, the week after for your present.
Maybe. We could also do I Know What You Did Last Summer.
That's a really good one.
The one we were talking about before was Dude, Where's My Car?
Was it?
Yeah. That was the original.
Oh, wow. Year. Okay, so...
But I would be fine replacing
that. Josh's classics. We'll have to refine this. Dude, Where's My...
You can get at least two classics lists off of me.
Okay. That you think everybody has seen. Yeah,
that you think. Josh's,
I love Josh's classics.
Josh's classics.
I'm like, you're lucky I've seen all of these.
In his head, he's like, these are movies that were super big.
Yeah. They were, I remember them a lot.
I remember, even though you've never watched
them. I remember people talked about them in a vicinity a lot at the time. It felt like it was on TV.
Oh my god. Like, I just love the idea that Josh is about to get busy. And it's pre 40th birthday, and he's like, sorry, baby, I can't do it for the podcast. I can't lie to my boys, I have dignity.
I don't know how much dignity, we'll see how much dignity I have.
Oh, that is going to be a fun one. Yeah, your 40th year is going to be fun. We're going to do all Josh classics and The Matrix.
He'll have, what is it?
We'll let you, the psychic powers or whatever?
Yeah, Grand Wizard or something.
Oh, yeah.
I forget what the title is.
We'll let you put your problematic movies on the list, but we won't be here. You can just talk, like, you can watch them and talk. It's called,
that's not fun.
It's all the, called the capsule episodes, where it's just you in a room.
You guys have to see those.
Those will be on Patreon if we have to do Patreon. Them. We're going to get to it. We're going to watch 2013's.
Grown Ups 2.
3 years after the original. Yep. And thankfully shorter. Instead of over 2 hours.
90 minutes.
An hour and 40.
Yep.
Some of that's credits.
Oh, okay. Hopefully a lot. The Cabin, played by.
At least 8 minutes.
Yeah, you got to stick a lot of credits in there, sure. I can't wait to see what's changed in the life of all these fucking people. Oh,
who do you think he's...
Did we go to a water park in the first one?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because that's when the ladies got their line.
The guy that has the
hot
voice.
Guys. The hot guys. The ladies got their one line and joke in that
movie. They had a couple, and they were all better than the rest.
Oh, yeah. It should have been their movie. Yeah. Selma Hayek, Maya Rudolph, So let's see who left this cast. Let's see who came back. Let's see who wanted to go on vacation and make a movie out of it. We'll be back on Have You Seen. And we're back.
Well, we made it.
Did we?
We're out.
Are we in hell? Are we just in Sandler purgatory? Does he run hell?
That's what this town is.
Oh my god.
It's like he's like mayor of Sandler City.
Sandler town.
You know what this reminds me of? The fucking Twilight Zone with Anthony, where that whole town was. You know this one, Josh?
No.
It's a famous Twilight Zone. It made it into the movie. And it's about a kid who has psychic powers, and so the entire town is just bent to this one kid because he's like a maniacal, super evil god.
Okay.
And they're like, he can read your mind, so they're like, think happy thoughts.
It's WandaVision.
It's WandaVision, if you've seen that.
I have.
And they're just like, think happy thoughts, or Anthony will make you disappear to the cornfield. And he turns his dad into like a literal jack-in-the-box with a human head. It's real creepy. This is that town.
Yeah, but Sandler.
Everyone.
He just wants you to be his friend.
Everyone loves Sandler, man.
3/4 of this movie are just going around either with Sandler or not.
And just knowing everybody.
And just meeting everyone in this town.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
This movie is about summer. It's the last day of school.
Summer
is starting. Summertime. Today.
Summer vacation. We're 2 or 3 years apart from, on from the first one. It's all the same people, plus a new friends joining the party.
Someone was missing.
Yeah. Schneider
is not in this movie.
No,
I was expecting Schneider. Him to show up at some point.
I know. I wonder if he's fallen off the
filming another movie.
Sand wagon.
Sand. Have we not made that joke yet?
Maybe that's another shirt. The sand wagon.
Wagon.
You know what that is? It's like one of those red wagons, just full of kitty litter.
Just make a car, like a Cars-esque car, but Sandler theme.
Oh,
like
I bet he'll be in Cars 4.
If he's doing all the voice acting from like Hotel Transylvania and stuff, I would not be surprised if he showed up in one of the Cars movies. One of the Pixar movies.
Boy, I hope I am not misremembering Hotel Transylvania. Yeah?
Oh.
It's good. No, it's good.
You were Sandler's just so inexperienced with Sandler's movies at the time. You don't realize that it was...
Oh, that would be awful.
I know. That's how a lot of people feel when they listen to our Goonies episode. They're just like, oh, it's my favorite movie ever. And I don't think any of us recommended it.
No.
And that's the one people ask a lot of the time. They're like, so Josh hasn't seen movies like The Goonies? And I have to tell them, neither had I. Until we did it. And you know what? If you didn't see it as a kid, and you didn't see it a lot of times as a kid,
it doesn't really hold up.
A lot
up
of those movies just don't hold up that well.
I went to Goonies Town last year.
What's that?
Astoria, Oregon.
Oh, is it where they filmed it?
Yeah, where they filmed it.
And you were able to like point out locations to the people you were with?
We didn't have time, unfortunately.
This is where he did the truffle shuffle.
There's probably a tour like that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Just like we have our Breaking Bad one.
Mm-hmm. They probably have the Gooners or something. And it's a bus that rides around and stops at all the Goonie locations.
Go on the Gooner bus. Josh, Google Gooner.
Can you Google Gooner bus and see if we can get a tour in Oregon? Safe search off. Oh God! Oh, those pictures. Your phone history is just ruined.
I have to wipe it clean like every day.
You just take a magnet over it and just ruin a phone.
Enough,
after an episode.
Enough talking about gooning, and let's get back to the gobbiting.
I mean, you have to get the gobbity before the goobity. And this movie starts with a pissing elk.
Uh-huh.
A big CGI one.
Big very CGI. Very funny presents. Animal checked our right at away. The beginning.
Sandler wakes up, and we thought it was a dream sequence. At least I did.
Yep, me too.
Because he's in bed with Selma Hayek, and we're like, well, he must be dreaming.
Yeah.
But there's also a CGI elk, or deer, or... It's not a moose. It's not big enough to be a moose.
Pretty
it's
big.
Got sharp antlers, though. So I'm thinking deer elk.
Deer.
I'm thinking deer.
It's...
He loves funny deer.
He also loves piss and shit.
Yes.
Because this
the
deer...
The funniest thing ever.
There's a lot of piss and shit.
Scared by Selma Hayek. Rears up. You're right, Josh. There's a lot throughout this movie.
There's an ongoing joke about a barp snort or burp...
Burp snort.
Burp snort? What's it? What is it?
Burp snort. I think is what it is.
Burp snort.
Burp snort.
This is when you sneeze.
And then you... No, it's you burp and then you sneeze.
And then?
Fart.
Oh, I was going to have each of us.
Oh, big-headed monster.
But, like, they don't do it at the same time. But, like, one after another.
I know.
Yeah, it's not
as funny.
It's not
simultaneous.
Yeah. Simultaneous.
It's boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm.
Obviously, because they can't, like, show that happening.
You could. Why?
You could.
They're just sound effects.
They're just sound effects.
Because the burp and the sneeze are both from the mouth.
One's from the nose. No, I'm just kidding. You could CGI two sound effects overlaying. You'd be like, ha! Or whatever. I don't want to make... I don't want to workshop this movie, boys. I don't want to try and make it better because we'll be here all night. All right, I'm done.
That was another joke. They did. All of these one-off jokes they just kept doing.
I know.
Like, a lot.
Do you think he learned that from Sandberg, the last movie? Sandberg was like, no, man, you got to do callbacks. I'm like, rule of threes. And he's like, first comedy lesson. And it's like, no, you were on SNL.
It's not. Speaking of SNL.
Hold on. Is Sandler funny on SNL?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not agreeing. I'm just wondering what you think.
Is there an SNL movie? Can we do SNL for Amazeballs?
There's an SNL movie.
There are lots of SNL movies.
There was a really good SNL movie that just recently came
out. Like a movie about SNL.
Oh, yeah.
Not
yeah.
featuring SNL
actors. You like it because it's like a behind-the-scenes
movie. Ooh. It's like... it's a movie about the first
airing of the episode in real time.
Yeah, like backstage before the first episode. It was a good movie.
Yeah, we could do that.
I'd watch it again.
We could do that for Have You Seen, because it's an actual movie, but then we could do a couple of episodes for Amazeballs SNL if you haven't seen him before.
I haven't.
I'm not going to say he's good in SNL. He was musically talented. Like, he can sing and play the guitar at the same time.
He was like
and that helped elevate him.
He was a musical act, kind of, like a comedy musician.
He also did characters. Him and Chris Farley actually had a really good energy together. And
they were.
I feel like if Chris Farley hadn't died, him and Sandler would have worked together a lot more, and it would have been better. Because Chris Farley was super funny. But instead of Sandler, he worked with David Spade, who's in this movie a ton.
Yes.
But Chris Farley and David Spade were, like, the best of friends, and they made a bunch of, like, two or three movies together.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not SNL related.
Yeah.
They're not, like, characters ripped from SNL. Like, we've done SNL movies. Wayne's World is an SNL movie.
Yep.
Movies that started as skits.
Start short.
I think that's about it. Because there's a lot of them, but we... We're not familiar with them on this podcast. We haven't done, like, Night at the Roxbury.
I heard of that.
Stewart Saves His Family.
I've not heard of that.
The Pat movie. You want to watch that, Justin?
Master of Disguise?
Is that an SNL thing? No, that was just No. That's not an SNL movie, as far as I know. Dana Carvey from Wayne's World.
Yeah.
Not in this movie. So many SNL people are in this, though.
So many people are
so a whole town's full of people,
and we get to meet them all. Actors,
yeah, like, and they're all like relevant.
It's like the whole entire movie was like, what if we didn't have an extra? What if every single person we see in the movie
matters?
Is some level of like what would you say? Beside the Sandlot.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Beside the Sandlot that showed up. There were so many cameos.
You're just making me think. They could have also had a camera crew, and we've reached our first MMO movie, where you just put 100 actors in a town.
And you pick which one you follow.
No! You make 100 movies!
Mm-hmm.
What if we had a movie and there's no extras?
And every person gets followed around this town.
Yeah.
We could do that with camera phones nowadays.
That's based on what we did in this movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, there were a lot of people. And they keep going to new locations, and Josh is like, oh, another new person. And I'm like, oh yeah, this so-and-so from SNL.
Did you recognize the people that they beat in the basketball game from the first movie?
No, I didn't.
Because they were in it.
I'm sure they were. I believe you.
Steve Buscemi broke his back and he was stuck like this.
That was
Buscemi. Oh, that guy.
Oh,
okay.
Steve Buscemi, his
was the ice cream guy one of them?
Was married to
Sherry O'Terry.
Sherry O'Terry, who dated Adam Sandler's character in the sixth grade and is still obsessed with him.
Very obsessed. Because he went to LA, made a shitload of money, married Selma Hayek, came back to town, ripped up the governor's mansion. And built a gaudy McMansion on top of that, is my working theory.
Oh, yeah. Because this house is insane.
Insane. You know everyone in town hates him. In the real life, this is real life, they're like, look at that motherfucker living up on the hill in a 17-bedroom house. Everyone hates his kids, too.
Yeah.
They're kind of little nerds. But one of them gets picked on and doesn't... He's just like, stop.
He gets his leg broken by Sandler.
And then the Sandler, the same day, threatens to break his other one, which is child abuse, in my opinion. Unless this kid's on really good painkillers and doesn't care, breaking your leg's pretty traumatic. Mm-hmm. And then to have your dad joke about it and be like, ha ha, I did it, I broke your leg. Yeah. It's like, no, you're a shit dad.
Yeah.
The only thing he's worried about is Selma Hayek killing him. Which he
doesn't care about. The fact that he hurt his kid at all.
No, oh, he'll be fine.
It's the fact that he's going to get in trouble.
Yeah. That's kind of the motivation for a lot of things in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get in trouble. Which is such a weird way of making an adult comedy.
Does this movie have a plot?
No, that's why it's so like a much bunch, worse than the
it's
first
It's like a
one.
Bunch of small storylines that kind of intertwine.
You made a really good point when we finished this, Josh. The first one was better. Because...
Is that a really good point?
At least... No, I'm getting to the point. At least everyone was wrangled in the same place.
Yeah, every mm-hmm. scene, all the families were there doing stuff.
And even if it focused on one, the others were at least in the background. So when mm-hmm. we cut to them, we'd be like, oh, we're just still outside at the cabin.
Right.
This one, all over town. And characters we've never met before. We find out one of their favorite activities is going to Kmart.
Mm-hmm. They love going to Kmart.
As someone from a town whose main source entertainment was going to Walmart or Hastings and just walking and being entertained, like, I get it.
You were a child, though.
I was a child.
Yeah. These are grown men.
No, it happened through high school and college. When you live in a town, there's nothing to do. Like,
you do kind of just go to the store.
Walking through the toy aisle and messing around and stuff.
You do.
It's like, sometimes it's entertainment.
Sure.
It's something to do.
They are just terrorizing this place, though.
Yeah, they're like, use the beds and the gym equipment.
So this is Nick Schwartzen, one of the Sandlot, mm-hmm. playing Nick. Most of the Sandlot is only playing themselves.
Yeah, because they can't remember.
There's too many characters. Names. They just can't use their real names.
His characters are always named Dante.
Oh, Dante?
Dante. His name is always Dante.
I have a theory that he had a character name and Selma Hayek messed it up and they just left it in the movie because it was funny. Because I tried to find it on the credits and everybody is named their character, but I was like, Dante's got a different name. She just flubbed that. Sandler's real kids and real wife, I think, also show up in this according to the credits. It starts with Nick Schwartzen, as we mentioned before, being way too high for life.
Yeah.
But instead of just life, he's driving the school bus.
Yeah.
Sandler makes the right call, question mark?
We did think that it was like, oh, and he put his kids on that bus because it cuts to like, bus driving still. And then it opens and Sandler's driving and Nick Schwartzen is... No, it's not the right call because... How does he know how to drive a bus?
It's Sandler. He's got the touch.
He's got the touch.
Da, da, many talents.
He's got this town
wrapped
around his little pinky.
Everybody loves him.
Hey, kids, I hijacked a school bus from a high man. You want to get in? Okay, you're our best friend, Sandler, so why not? I'll get in, too. Because my wife forgot our 20th anniversary.
Oh.
Chris Rock.
That doesn't go anywhere either, does it?
No.
It just shows that they have a shitty relationship, yeah. Like the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're still picking on him for being the effeminate one.
At least the mom's not there anymore, it looked like.
She was. And it was one of the saddest things I've ever seen. It was the montage where they were all having a heartfelt dinner together.
Oh.
And Sandler's like, this is my favorite time of day. The four most important people in the world are with me. And we cut to, like, the other houses, and we cut to the grandma, and she's, like, drooling over a TV dinner, watching a TV that just has static playing.
Oh.
By herself.
Yeah, that it was very sad.
And then it cuts away, and it's like...
Because Kevin James...
Chris Rock.
No, because Kevin James didn't hook up her TV.
You're right. You're right.
But also because...
Well, Chris Rock is the cable guy.
Is he?
Yeah, he's the one who went there and didn't want to go in because it's his mother-in-law.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she's sitting alone watching static.
Yeah.
They're all blue-collar.
Yeah.
Except for Sandler, who's retired.
Yeah, we don't see him have a job in this.
It's his town.
I think he's like a... He's the mayor. It's like Schitt's Creek.
It's Batman.
Yeah, it's like Schitt's Creek if you've ever seen that. They just own a town.
Yeah. Yeah, this is his personal playground. Because he drives the school bus.
Not at the watering hole, though.
Oh, no, because we have a college in this town, I guess? That's mm-hmm. where all the money comes from, other
one
than
one frat house.
Yeah. And
one frat house with every college boy in the city.
Team
in frat house.
Jacob.
We get Taylor Lautner.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger's kid are here. And also,
I think Paul?
The guy from the last movie, the incest Stolen Valor brother.
Yeah, the guy from Heroes.
Oh, yeah. He's sucking them in. Sandler's sucking in these college boys. Yeah,
that guy's got one more movie and he's officially in the Sandlot.
Oh, yeah.
you better be careful.
I don't know. He degraded himself so much that first time.
I know.
I think he was in it. I think he's like honorary or something.
Doing an incest joke, being the butt of an incest joke, is pretty low.
Yeah, yeah.
Sandler gets humiliated in this movie a fair bit. He gets peed on by the deer.
Oh, he gets peed on a lot.
He gets his ass kicked by the flip guy.
He gets his ass kicked by Taylor Lautner.
Team Jacob.
Uh-huh. Wait, is that actually Jacob?
Yeah, that's
the guy Jacob from Twilight.
Jacob from Twilight.
Huh. This was 2013.
This before Twilight,
though. No.
No, this was after Twilight. During.
During.
During Twilight. Wait, Sandler's able to scoop up Jacob?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And that's some clout.
And
Sandler.
He got him to do that just happened.
Yeah.
It was 2013. But he's also doing like breakdance fighting and every scene, I love it. He's doing flips. He flips out of the car. He flips 11 times when they first meet him
when they're
river.
Talking, they just talk about him flipping
it. Yeah. It's so good. Such a good bit.
He is I've watched him in a TV show where he played it was a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Against, you know, the really, really tall British guy?
Doctor Who?
No.
Benjamin Snatcherbun. Yeah, the really tall British guy.
He was from...
He wasn't Doctor... He was a tall British guy and didn't play Doctor Who.
Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, Snatcherbun Bundercrap.
He's like bigger, blonde hair, really funny. Always plays like a curmudgeon.
Oh, he's like the headmaster in The Inbetweeners?
Yes.
Okay.
That guy. Taylor Lautner.
Oh, I watched this too.
Yeah, and Taylor Lautner's really funny in it.
You should watch some of the British game shows that he's on. He's hilarious. Him and the guy from Peep Show, Mark, mm-hmm. they're often on shows together where they like recap world news, and it's really funny.
I'll have to check it out.
They also do one... That's pretty funny. It's like two truths and a lie, and they try and guess who's telling the truth and a lie. And they're all such dry British comedians that it's really hard to tell who's lying. I love it. But, Taylor Lautner was doing a lot during this time, and after Twilight, he got into, like, a brief action movie career. He was, like, a spy,
mm-hmm.
I want to say spy kid, but... Were either of you into the Spy Kids?
I've not seen any of the Spy Kids.
Have seen some.
I know some lines from Spy Kids.
That is a movie we'll need to get to just because of the cultural.
All three of them, right?
No.
I think I saw the first one and then I was done.
The first one is like something we should watch, but then after that, no. Yeah, they're like Robert Rodriguez films for kids. Right. It's where the character Machete got his start.
Wait, no, I did see the one with Sylvester Stallone in it.
Oh, yeah.
Whichever one that is.
Where he's like the VR demon.
Spoilers.
Oh, yeah. That matters in Spy Kids 3D. You know what? They're also kids who are spies.
Yeah, I know that. I don't know how they're spies, though.
We'll get to it in the first one.
Okay.
Yeah. It explains all of that.
I would hope so.
So, Grown Ups 2.
Yeah. They met, press off some frat boys.
Oh, yeah. We're like, this might be a revenge
this
plot.
This doesn't come back for the whole movie.
So the frat boys piss them off. They piss off frat boys, and then the frat boys are like, you're going to leave, but no, you have to jump off of this cliff naked.
Which is somewhat hard.
Do?
We have a...
Well, it's embarrassing.
Meanwhile, have a G story with Kevin Spade, who's like...
His son.
I have a son. From who? I think the buff lady?
Doesn't matter.
No, because he came from out of town.
Oh.
He came in on a train.
Doesn't matter. You're right. We never find out. His kid is high school age, but really buff and covered in prison tattoos.
I did kind of like the joke where he meets him. He's like, "That's their first strike," and then the son pulls out a knife and opens it. And he's like, "But the good news is you get unlimited strikes."
There were some funny parts in this.
There were some laughs.
Laughed
at least once.
We always say this during the Sandler movie. That doesn't make it a good movie. It almost makes it a worse movie.
I don't want to like this.
I don't want to like this, because I don't. It's very unlikable.
It's not a very good movie.
But I don't understand this. Because David Spade tells his kid, I'm going to be gone all day at the soup kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Sends him to high school for a
day, which is,
no, don't do that.
No.
That is insane. They all show up at the hole, like a couple of their kids, Chris Rock kid, Sandler kid, and now Spade's kid.
And they get mistaken for college kids?
Because there's some drunk girl that...
Why not?
They pretend to get drunk.
Yeah, which, understandable if you
don't drink. God, I wish this movie was just about the kids.
This goes nowhere.
Or the wives.
Yeah.
We'll talk about them in a second, though. So we're at the watering hole, because I want to get to the wives. Yeah, they're one scene, which is identical to the first movie, almost. But they're at the watering hole, they're like, we better get out of here, there's cool college kids. And this one guy, David Spade's kid, is like, I think I'll fit in. And you two are with me. He's like, I'm a golden god statue of, like, what, a 14-year-old boy? 15-year-old boy? Because he's the same age as them, it says, right? And they're freshmen.
He's supposed to be the same age as them.
Oh, no, they're seniors. Because she asked them, are you freshmen?
Yeah. So he's probably, like, 17 or 18.
The actor's, like, probably 27.
Yeah. I'm just talking about the character.
No.
The actor's very close to 30, for sure.
And if not, good for you.
Yeah.
You'd be like Dolph Lundgren and have a successful action hero career, hopefully. Maybe he's another secret Schwarzenegger.
Okay, maybe.
But, yeah, they steal the adult's clothes and force him to jump off the cliff. This is what I don't get. Spade's kid sees him there, and he knows he's lying then about the soup kitchen. I like this joke that he has it written on his arm already. Soup kitchen was a lie.
Yeah.
He's like Memento.
Soup kitchen my ass.
Like Memento or something. Make tattoos magically appear on himself. That's what that movie's about, by the way.
Okay.
And then he goes and trashes the...
Because he's going to get his dad's ass kicked.
You think he's that smart?
That's why he did it? Yeah, that's why
not
he did
what
it.
I got. I was like, why
because
did he do
that? Because he was so mad at his dad. He's like, I'm going to go trash this place. And there, because he wrote all sorts of stuff like townies rule. He's not a townie.
Okay. I didn't think to give him that much credit.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He definitely was doing it as like a setup. And then later on, he's like, me do it.
That's why I didn't think to give him the credit, you know? The way he was presented versus the way he acted, vast difference. All right. To get to the wives scene, they get to go to yoga.
Dan Lovitz.
John Lovitz.
John Lovitz.
But he could be Dan, because he's an actor.
Man. John Lovitz is in
playing
scene.
A creep. Playing is in quotes here. Big quotes. He's like, wow, the hot guy who runs your class is late, so I'll run it. Everybody jiggle your tits for like 2 minutes and then bend over facing the wall.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay.
They buy it. Yeah.
And then they find out he's not a yoga instructor.
How
like,
dare
oh,
you?
Hey!
But then the hottie comes in,
the hot guy.
And she's like, I have two questions. What's your name? Were you created in a lab? And can I gargle your balls? And he's like, I literally just walked in, lady. That is sexual assault. Can you please leave my class? It is unhinged.
And it's not all, it's her 20th anniversary.
It's Maya Rudolph.
Yeah.
Yeah. She forgot her 20th anniversary earlier today. Not looking good. These aren't funny people. They're terrible,
These aren't good people.
These aren't good people.
I feel sorry for her son who always has a shitty, shit-filled diaper.
Unless like, it's jewelry.
It's so filled with shit that he hides a jewel, like, so constantly filled with shit.
Yes.
That he hides jewelry in there.
But this
it's
kid.
So bulky.
The joke is that he dances, though.
And he bites.
Twerks and bites. And he's on a leash. This is one of those uncontrollable kids.
Yeah, he's constantly shaking his head.
He's not as bad as the redhead kids we see in the parking lot at Kmart, though.
Oh, yeah.
Those terrors.
Those terrors that mom are losing her her shit at for no reason.
They're running around the cart. They're staying really close to her.
She was, and it looked like she was yelling at the kid in the cart who was just kind of sitting there,
baby too,
staring at her.
She's like, "There's four. I never had you."
There's four kids. That's too many kids.
Oh, that's our plot. Josh just found the plot.
It's not though.
He just found it.
Yeah, Josh, bring it up like twice.
You found the plot.
There is more frat boy stuff in this movie than there is I'm having a fourth baby.
Sandler does not want to have sex with Selma Hayek.
He doesn't want a fourth kid.
It's the news of the day. Yeah.
But, spoilers.
It's not what he said. He said he didn't want to have another kid.
She's already pregnant, so it doesn't matter.
Justin, we gotta explain the Sandlers and the Hayeks to you. She's already pregnant, right?
Yeah. She's been... So, like, all that lead up didn't matter at all.
We thought it was going to be like the first movie where he's like, haha, joke's on you, bitch. I got a vasectomy. And she'd be really pissed. And then Kevin James would like fart so hard he launched himself into the orbit or something.
And then she'd forget.
I love you.
Just love him.
Let's film a third movie.
Don't push it.
You know what they realized with this one, which is scary? They don't even have to go on vacation.
Yeah.
Well, their house, yeah, the town is a whole vacation.
The town is now their vacation. That's scary. It's like, I just imagine now I'm on a road trip, and I'm, like, driving through a town, and there's one guy, like, marching the high school band, but he's dressed as a normal dude, and I look at Sandler, and I'm like, get the fuck out of this town! Florid! Like,
this town would be a nightmare country to live in. Like, hell. This town is hell.
This town is hell.
With all the kooky, zany characters that live here.
And it seems really big, too, for how small it's supposed to be.
Yeah, they have a Kmart.
Every scene, they're in a new place.
Everyone knows Sandler. He knows their business, and they know his.
He's real friendly.
That's what it's like in a small town.
Invites everyone to dinner every
week. This movie takes the place of one day, Justin.
Uh-huh.
Might have been two.
I think it was one day.
One day.
That's insane.
One day.
I believe it, but it's nuts.
That gives me heart problems.
They must have gone to the water hole, like,
the fact that this movie took place in one... What?
They must have gone to the watering hole in the morning, then.
Yeah, they played hooky.
If they also go do a driving test and other shit later.
Yep, because that kid is with Steve Buscemi. He's giving him a driving test, and they give him a beer. But, oh...
Wait, no way, because, like, the kids go to school,
yeah,
and then the kid breaks his leg, that afternoon after the Kmart and the water.
This is, like, a big day.
It's gotta be 2 days.
This is every day for him.
This is just how sad
I gotta check up on my constituents. And they're like, you're not the mayor. And then he turns you into a jack-in-the-box with his mind.
I mean, I kind of want to be River Sandler's the mayor. That'd be cool.
Oh, you just keep saying that, and Netflix is listening and writing it all down, the algorithm. Yeah, this is terrifying.
Oh, man.
Don't let him hear you think bad thoughts. Fill your head with the goobity, and he won't hear your thoughts. That's the trick.
That's the mantra.
Cut from joke to joke to joke.
Joke to joke, yeah.
Don't stop the
joke. So, Shaq's in this movie, as you said.
Yeah.
He is.
They had a couple of jokes about him just being Shaq.
He's big, too.
Yeah.
He's tall. He gets washed at the car wash. Let's talk about the car wash.
Oh,
Kevin James is like, hey, I regress. Let's talk about the ballerina performance.
Do we have to talk about any of these scenes? Like,
I just want to bring these things up so people know how wrong they are.
We watched the movie.
What's that, Josh?
How much to not watch the movie,
basically.
There's a scene where...
Have you ever gone to a kindergartner's ballet performance?
Can't say that I have.
To get horny?
No.
You want to wait till you answer my question till the second half drops, I guess. Because they go to the ballet performance, and everyone in town is also there. Because the ballet instructor is hot. Yeah, and Sandler came. And if you leave the sphere of Sandler, you realize the town is actually really decrepit and, like, falling apart. It's just his sphere of influence holds it all together.
Everybody around you is just talking in a loop.
There's no side characters. No NPCs in this town. It's an MMO of a movie. The ballerina instructor is hot. And she has an outfit that is quite revealing.
Mm-hmm. And all of her ballet moves make things more revealing.
Yeah, her ballet moves for these kindergartners are stripper-esque. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to get horny at this ballet performance for, like, kindergartners. I'll just say that right now. That's not what I came for, but that's what everyone is doing in the audience. And it is so uncomfortable.
The wives are getting very angry.
I don't think they even know.
Oh, yeah. Because they're supposed to be dumb.
I don't think they can tell. They're like, look, honey, look. Look at her. Look at our child. And they're all like, oh, I'm looking.
Yeah.
It's
they all just have, like their hearts coming out of their chest comically.
That'd be fun.
They have cartoon faces in this.
They do. They cut from guy to guy.
And all standing in the back,
too. Giant smiles covering their boners. But later, Kevin James
But the
is
teacher's
like,
married to Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's a better actor than Sandler in this movie. So later, Kevin James is in the car with his wife, and he's like, hey, I was perving at our daughter's recital on their teacher, and she's like, that's okay, you can look. I looked earlier today. And he's like, he better have been gay, dead, or a cartoon. And it's like, wow, I'm already setting double standards.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, he was gay. And it was the yoga instructor.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, that's okay, I'll make it up to you. Let's go look at high school girls.
Oh, God.
Let's go to a car wash with scantily clad high school girls.
Maybe it was
maybe
college.
Maybe.
I think it might have been a college.
Let's just hope.
We have a lot of college in this movie.
Let's just hope. But either way.
Because those definitely weren't high school boys.
They might have been playing them. I don't know what they were playing, man. The boy, the switch is a great part of this movie because it's all the Lonely Island dudes.
And just a bunch of SNL.
A bunch of SNL. Everyone comes out Sandberg. And they're just, this was fun. They're using his ass to like wash the windows.
Licking the soap.
No, that was bird poop.
Oh, bird poop.
He's like, bird poop. Yeah. And then he licks it
off.
Oh,
that was the joke. Okay.
And then there's just hairy taint all over the car.
Wife's okay with this.
They're one of the throwaway...
The wife is handing him dollars out the window.
One of the, like, funny, like, throwaway jokes was Shaq being a cop, and he goes to get in the shotgun of the car, and he tries to do the, like, slide across the front
and
of the car.
And just wrecks it.
But it's Shaq. So
he dents the front of the hood. It's so good.
That made me laugh a little bit.
He stops the tire with
There's some good bits. There's some good physical comedy in this. But he gets himself washed at the car wash. Mm-hmm. And Dante's like, you're not doing it right. Let me get in there. And he just washes his nipples because it's Dante.
Yeah.
And it's Buscemi and the other kid, the driving instructor, were in the car wash with the girls.
Yes.
I don't know.
He's drinking the beer.
The frat guys gave
they
him.
They ran into the frat boys, too. There's so many characters.
Yeah.
There's so many scenes.
It's like a Stephen King novel set.
It's like a train of thought movie.
Like Faulkner wrote it or something, and then I went to get ice cream, and I saw a boy who was too horny, and he crushed the cones between his hands, and I wonder if they were cold. That's going to be Sandler when he's 80, narrating his old movies.
Real deep.
I re-released Hubie Halloween with the director's commentary. And he just has, like, this continental accent he puts on for some reason. He goes all Frasier. I didn't like this.
No?
Really?
And
you wouldn't recommend it?
You like, during the movie, I think I said a couple of times, this is bad, Justin.
Yeah, and you told me several times, and you said I'm going to keep saying it's
bad. Yeah.
Doesn't mean you won't recommend it, though.
Oh, are we there already? Let's get past the big fight scene, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, there is a big fight scene, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
They show the fight, I'll give them that.
Yeah.
There's a big, long fight scene.
Everyone in town that we've come to know till now
fights all the frat boys.
Mm-hmm, the townies during the frat, versus the frat boys, which I didn't see coming. I didn't think this
really?
Was going to be like a... Because they turn it into
you
an...
You think 80s, it was just going to be the four of them?
They turn it into the 80s party, but that's an 80s movie premise, the townies versus the frat boys. And so, I hate to say it, I kind of like that it came together like that. This party's outrageous, though. Everyone in town, including the kids...
Their costume... Everybody's costumes are amazing.
Everyone's. And they threw him together in like 2 hours. Too much 80s Sandler got on his PA on the top of the mountain that overlooks this town and is like, there will be a party at 7. Full 80s attire.
I mean, they had a secret table.
The worst costume will be executed.
I'll see you there. Way too good of costumes. Is it just the start of Summer Party?
I guess.
Has he started doing this ever since he moved back?
This is the first party that they've been to in ages. He's throwing a party because he feels old and doesn't want to
So they put it together in 2 hours.
Yeah,
same day.
And the entire town showed up in elaborate costume, and they found a band from the 80s. Uh-huh. I don't like it anymore. It does lead to a really great fight scene. Better, I'd say, than Better Man from last April.
I liked that Stone Cold Steve Austin was just on top of a hill punching guys one at a time.
His girlfriend was feeding him. He's dressed as the Terminator.
There was a scene where they fight and Stone Cold used to bully him.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, if you want to stay at my house for this party, you owe me an apology for bullying me.
He's like, grow up, that was 30 years ago. Thanks for inviting me, dick. But they do get into a fight, and it's really pathetic.
He has a good line about there not being Statue of Liberty, on being a dick.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
And Stone Cold's like, I understand what it's like to be a father. My son's in Afghanistan right now. He doesn't say fighting in the war or anything. He might be a tourist over there. Who knows? But Sandler has to throw this out and be
Soldier
like...
Soldier of fortune.
You're a great father, and you did right raising him to join the armed services, sir. Let me thank your hand while I shake it.
Now let me kick your ass so I don't look bad.
Yeah, now let me make you a fool in front of the entire fucking town.
Stone Cold offers it.
Oh, I'm talking about actual Sandler. Yeah. Yeah, Stone Cold's like, if my son was here, I know you'd do the same for me.
And Sandler's like, yeah.
I don't like how he keeps milking it, though, because he goes to hit him.
I do like that he's like, pop me once in the chin and I'll go down. And then he changes it. He's like, I don't believe anybody here would think you
No one would have fallen for that. So instead he's like cowering. He's like, I was always afraid of you. And that's what I'm saying. I don't like how Sandler milks this. And becomes a bully himself and is like keeps
threatening him. It's very Sandler.
It's very Sandler.
Mm-hmm.
We find out one of the daughters can sing.
Who cares?
That's our S plot at this point.
Yeah. Wait, you want to do the Z plot?
Yeah.
Stupid kid.
Yep, stupid kid.
Stupid kid. Which
Kevin James flashcard.
Every time he said something. When you say stupid kid in this movie.
But now you know why I said it.
Well, it was set up at the beginning of the movie that they're bad parents.
Mm-hmm.
Really bad parents.
Because they're just not correcting this kid at all.
Well, they're doing math flashcards, and he's, like, getting them all wrong, and they're like, yeah, honey, because they don't want to break his confidence. And then he's, like, a terrible speller, and they're like, you got it, buddy! And they're just setting him up for failure.
For everything. He's, like, eating butter. And he's like, this is the best pudding, vanilla pudding I've ever had.
Yeah.
And he's like, son, that's butter.
At least he corrected him that time. I mean,
he did correct him that time.
But he wasn't like, maybe you shouldn't eat, or don't. I'm a parent, I can just say, don't.
Eat, take don't. Away the butter.
Yeah, put it in the fridge. We don't eat butter straight.
Yeah.
Maybe they do, though, in that house.
Maybe they do.
But what this all leads to is he's a savant.
Yeah, piano genius.
Not a funny payoff.
Not a funny payoff.
Where'd you learn how to do that?
I learned it in my dreams,
mm-hmm.
Which, sure, that's cool. You can learn things in your dreams. Doesn't make up for anything else in the movie.
No. Cheerleader girl didn't have a payoff.
His daughter was scary. Same girl as in the first movie. And I feel really sorry for this actor, this child actor, because they just put her through the ringer.
She's obsessed with Sandler's kid.
She makes boots that are pretty cool, by the way.
She, like, bedazzles them.
She DIYs them, they light up, they probably make sounds and shit. She could be selling these on Etsy, no problem. But everybody makes fun of it, because this is a Sandler movie, so kids have to act the same as when Sandler was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So there's still, like, violent bullies on the bus. And he's like, why don't we sit down? I know what you did to my son was funny, but stop it.
Yeah, the really big kid, who... might be my favorite character in this movie.
Just because of his redemption arc?
Even though he's a bully.
Yeah.
Because he had two of my favorite moments where the kid freezes in the hallway at school and the guy's like walks by confused and he's like, wait, you're not a statue.
That got me too. That was like a Three Stooges joke though. Like, good God. But he's wailing on this kid the day he broke his leg.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Well, he wasn't wailing. He was like poking him.
Don't. Just leave this kid alone.
Yeah. And then the townie fight happens, and he saves this.
The Sandler kid saves the big one.
The Sandler kid that was getting bullied saves the bully. And the bully's like, you saved me, so I'll protect you for the rest of your life.
Yeah. I owe you a debt of gratitude for the rest of your life. And carries him off into the sunset. That was pretty cute. That was like a Princess Bride moment or something. Not to give it too much credit, this movie. Just
be careful.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a Warriors quote when Shaq jumps off the diving board.
Can you dig it?
Can you dig it? Yeah, they're definitely doing a lot of quotes. I thought it would have been funny. The yoga instructor shows back up, and he sews
the monkey back together.
Somehow. It was ripped to shreds, and he's like, oh... I learned it at gay camp. And Sandler's like, really? There's a gay camp? And he's like, no, you fucking asshole. I can't believe you made me say that. But I'm a person.
Yeah.
And I fixed your daughter's toy. Yeah. Magically, by the way. I thought...
with my gay magic.
We thought it would have been hilarious if at the end one of the townies had pulled out a sword. And like whipped it around. Because he's dressed as Indiana Jones. And if he just, bam, and shot him. Who cares? It's a Sandler movie. And at the end, they're like, did you kill a guy?
As far as Sandler movie goes, this was a zany
ass. This was zanier than the first. Grosser. Way more shit and piss humor.
Yep.
We get a shit joke when he's fixing the ice cream machine for some reason. Shaq pees in the pool. And of course, they have the magical dye that turns it blue when you pee in the pool.
But the whole joke is that his is like,
His pee
is so hot that it's like...
It fills painful. The pool immediately.
Yeah. Not funny.
No.
I feel like I have to remind her, these are not funny jokes and we do not
like them. The comment you made during the movie, you're like, Justin, when you see these movies in theaters, do people laugh at the jokes? And I'm like, maybe we should get one of those laughter signs that Justin can activate so me and Josh know when it's a joke. Because sometimes...
There's so many jokes in these Sandler. He's like, which are the ones...
Second.
Which are landing? That's what I want to know.
I want to know which are landing with people, too.
You'd have to... I'm sure it's individual to each person.
No, we're talking theater laughs.
Yeah.
Like, where it spreads. Yeah,
everyone laughs at the joke.
I don't know, man. It's been a long time since I've seen a Sandler movie in a theater.
Do you think it happened when Meatloaf pulled his belt and a raft came out?
No. I don't think so.
Do you think it happened when Nick Schwartzen was in Kmart and he pulled a thing and a raft came out?
No.
Josh is the only two. If this gets Josh to like comedy movies, he's like, I get it now.
It's a raft.
Raft is funny.
I'm laughing that you're this slapstickiest joke and
Which probably did get laughs, to be fair.
The first time, sure.
Callbacks get laughs is what Sandberg told him. Rule of threes.
He's learning.
He's evolving. He's growing at a geometric rate, boys. Soon Sandler will be funny. And then he'll be unstoppable.
I mean, I guess he's right. Like, if you throw 200 jokes at him, be like someone.
It's a numbers game.
Yeah,
we've laughed.
He plays
times.
A numbers game.
It's a shotgun of humor, just blasted at your face.
That's definitely what he does.
I guess I can appreciate that approach.
You know,
I can respect that.
I meet people in my day to day life and tell them that I talk to about the podcast sometimes.
When people come up to the street, you suggest Sandler.
I suggest movies, but not Sandler movies. Yes, when people come up to me on the street and I suggest movies to them. No, people are like, oh, I remember that movie being really funny.
Mm-hmm.
Because they went on a bad date to the theater to see it. And it was better than the date or something. And they're like, that was the one and done for that Sandler movie. I guess it was funny. And they have that in their mind. And I'm like, it wasn't funny. You saw it on an airplane. No, it was better than the airplane ride. It wasn't funny. So many people are like, oh, I remember that being funny. And I'm like, I did too until I rewatched it.
It's just one of those, I don't know, I think...
Do we just tell ourselves that Sandler's funny so we don't get depressed by watching these movies?
I think it's just like an age thing.
Because the other people that I tell are like, we only have so many hours in our lives. How much of that do you want filled with Sandler? You know when you die...
And I didn't get to ask that question.
You know when you die and have to relive your life?
A lot of ours...
A lot of it's going to be full of Sandler at this point.
Or like, my life flashes in front
of me,
guys, but everyone's Sandler. I'm played by Sandler.
Finally!
Since you're face blind, I kind of imagine that's how it is anyway. Everyone's just Sandler. Josh, would you recommend this movie?
Would I recommend Grown Ups 2?
Yeah. From 2013.
2013. No.
Any reason why?
Not. It's not funny. It's not that long. It didn't feel that long.
It felt long.
Give it that.
Yeah.
But not funny. Not better than Grown-Ups 1. Not that I recommend you watch Grown-Ups 1 either.
Yeah, yeah. You're not going up to somebody on the street and recommending Grown-Ups 1.
Have I recommended a single Sandler movie? I don't think I have.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think I have.
Excel spreadsheet
people. This one is no different.
Though you do yearn for the Sandler when we're watching some other
when
movies.
When we've gone away from Sandler.
It's like heroin.
It's a drug.
Yeah, I have a dependency now.
I forget how bad it is, and I remember the one or two jokes I like, and I'm like, it'll be fine.
That's his career, man.
That's what I was talking about. You remember Sandholm, the ones that land.
Sandholm Syndrome.
This movie... The very first scene, we were groaning. Yeah. Because it's the deer pissing on his face.
Yep. Yeah, instantly.
We were like, oh.
But someone liked that.
Yeah, Sandler.
Someone still likes that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what disgusts me. Those people you were talking about that think they were it and they had a good time. Those aren't even the worst. Some of those people still like this movie.
Yeah, some do give it rewatches.
Some of those people watch this movie every year.
Yeah.
And those are
the people you need to avoid.
Some of the, can you imagine?
These are the people that need to be on this podcast. Not us.
Oh, not with us. We'll put them behind bulletproof glass and record them. Like in
they can watch the rest of.
Why aren't they doing this instead of me?
Why aren't they learning? I didn't need to learn that Sandler was bad.
It's just a psyop, Josh. It's all a psyop.
Justin, you subjected us to this movie.
Yes, I did.
Would you recommend Grown Ups 2 from 2013?
No, people shouldn't watch this. It was pretty bad. It was incoherent.
But it gave everyone who isn't on SNL anymore a job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was The Lonely Island popular at this point?
At 2013? Yeah.
Did they do On a Boat by now?
Oh, yeah. Okay. That was 2007 or 8.
Okay.
Also, like, Jizz in My Pants. Was a really big one.
I remember that.
They were doing movies at this time that were not doing well. Like, their own movies.
Yeah. They started taking off too early. Sandler let him in, though. That's cool.
Sandler let him in. The door is always open at the Sandler compound.
Especially if you were on SNL.
Yeah.
He's always willing to throw you in there if you've been on SNL.
I guess. Maybe he didn't get along with some people. I don't know. It seems like he got along with a lot of people. If we should believe him.
Everybody loves Sandler.
We do believe on the cast that he is probably a cool guy in person.
Oh, yeah. Riz through the
roof. None of us have ever met him yet.
Nope, not yet.
Maybe one day.
He's filming in town. There's a chance.
There is a chance.
Mm-hmm. Just hang out at golf courses looking weird, and maybe he'll be like, you're in my movie now. A giant shadow spreads over the golf
Dracula.
Course.
If we're in a Sandler, does that mean we have to watch it for the podcast, or does that mean we've already seen it?
Oh, no, you don't see movies you're in.
Yeah.
Because the editing and, like, you're not in every scene.
No, I mean for the sake of the cast.
Oh, yeah.
We got cast in Gilmore 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't count as a seven. You're telling me if you were in a movie, you wouldn't watch it.
That's the first movie.
I don't want to watch myself.
He vetoes the one movie we're in. Like, our ticket's a fucking fame, and Josh is like, nah, I don't want to do it. Well, the three of us got our movie deal, and... Nah. I don't know, we might have to rethink this, Josh. Are you in Happy... Are you trying to tell us you're in Happy Gilmore 2? Is this how you break the news to us?
I guess I could be, yeah.
The fourth act Selma Hayek is pregnant reveal. Josh is in Happy Gilmore.
I got scouted on the street.
Hey, are you Josh from Have You Seen?
You hate my movies.
Oh, it's actually Sandler that scouts you?
Yeah, of course he scouts himself.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, you better hope we don't meet Sandler. He might have some choice words for us of how much we rip into his body of work.
I don't think you can lose like the fight to him, too. I feel like he'd
be a good sport about it.
I don't know. Can he lose in real life? I think he would challenge you to a fight and then pay you $50 million to take a dive or something.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't pay you. Trump was a Halloween costume in this 2013 movies. For the 80s.
Yeah.
I just had to, that blew my fucking mind. Because he was a persona at this time.
Well, that's when he had his show, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The businessman
show. Yeah, it was like 2 years before he became
president. 2013, three
years.
Yeah.
3 years before he became president.
2 years before he started running.
Yeah.
I just thought that was like, oh, he was a Halloween costume.
Those were the days.
The Halcyon days. I would not recommend this movie.
Why?
Not enough Sandler.
You know, you're right. Because we kept cutting to different... Your Sandler was not in every scene.
No, this was not a Sandler movie specifically. This was a four or five guys movie.
The scenes with Sandler were funnier than the scenes without Sandler.
Not necessarily. There were some good scenes without Sandler that I preferred, which is pretty usual for these movies. But they did drag on for me, and I was like, oh god, can we just get back to the main story, whatever that is, so we can finish this nonsense? Is it the revenge plot between them and the frat boys?
That
is
was
the pregnancy through line that Josh thinks it is?
If that had been the movie, just like them versus the frat boys. Because that would have been great.
That would have been...
They keep trying to live their lives, and they keep running into the frat boys. Oh, right, yeah. Here, like, yeah. The Warriors.
Like, yes. And it just gets more and more outrageous.
Yeah.
Because there were crazy
pranks. It accumulates at this party fight.
There were crazy pranks in this, too. Like,
not sex pranks.
No. Okay. Crime pranks. Like, ruining his car with blue paint, or...
David Spade getting in the tire.
Oh, and then them killing him.
A lot of should have been deaths in this movie.
David Spade died, like, three times.
Yeah.
Them dousing the principal in blue paint twice, once in his car, once in his office, so he's a Smurf at the end.
That's a lot of setup for that car paint scene.
It's a lot of setup for him just playing a Smurf, too.
Yeah.
Because it's an 80s movie, and that's the whole point of these Sandler movies.
Lots of setup.
We painted him blue, and then we dress him as a Smurf, and then we make it an 80s party, and then we laugh at him.
Well, no, also when he falls... tree, he lands on the Trump cosplay, and now he's blue. Everyone was blue when he got up.
Oh, and it was funny because hot college girls were attacking those guys.
Yes, that was also funny.
They were happy because they got smooshed against them.
Yes.
By a Smurf.
Yeah, they were getting the shit kicked out of them by these hot college girls, and they were like, oh my god, you're so hot, while they're getting punched.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had the cross eye going. Because that guy always does.
He's good at doing the cross-eye in these movies. A lot of almost the entire Sandlot was in this movie, other than Schneider, I think. And a few, like, extras, tertiary
members. Pointedly missing from this movie, Schneider, since he was the main one in the first one.
That says a lot.
Yeah. Like,
they have a line about why he wasn't there?
No, they didn't even mention his character.
We're going to have to see if they had some sort of falling out in the 3 years between Grown Ups 1 and 2. Maybe they just did not get along on set anymore. He's like, you can't do this. I'm a real actor. I'm not going to degradate myself for your amusement anymore, Sandman. If you want to listen to this or any of Justin's other favorite movies, you can find us at Have You Seen Podcast on Instagram, where we load up all our new episodes and links to the show. You can find us on podcasts.com. We're on Facebook under FapCheck, YouTube under FapCheck. And if you want to write to us, you can write to FapCheck@gmail.com. And Josh, we'll read those letters.
I will.
Live on. Do we have any, Justin?
Let me check.
Justin has not read a single letter yet.
He's logging into his modem from the 80s.
Not even 80s phone. This big...
Make sure you don't get on the phone.
We didn't see any big 80s phones.
At this party?
At the party.
Yeah. We
No one was dressed up as Jem or the holograms.
No.
Which was surprising.
You're right.
Movie we have not done for the cast yet that I'm planning.
That would be fantastic. No what?
No messages, sorry.
No letters.
Oh, okay. I just imagine Josh like reading them by candlelight and it's old timing. You've got a like powdered wig on. Dearest FapCheck.
Yeah, I add lots of flourish to it.
'Tis been 3 fortnights since I wrote to you last. Yeah, he'll do it. He'll get all dressed up for the Patreon.
Sure.
Got it on air.
To read one letter.
I like that. One a week. It's like Josh's corner, and we have you all dressed up as like a colonial, and you're just my candlelight reading.
In your best Ebenezer Scrooge cosplay.
I'm writing you from the movie Frontlines. It's been ever so long.
The letter is just like, have you seen this movie? And the answer is just no. That's it.
Dear Josh, have you seen Die Hard?
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's it.
That's the whole segment. Dearest Josh.
One word answers.
Have you seen Die Hard 2?
Yeah, yes.
Next week on Josh Reads.
You really gotta pull, you gotta be like, Dearest Josh. I write to you with such excitement. like really drag it out.
Right, yeah.
The family's doing well.
I've been wondering. Have keeping you me up at night. Have you seen
this? I know what you film? Did last summer.
I know what you did last. No.
you write that back. No. In like big letters.
Yeah.
Seal it up.
Super.
Put it on a pony and slap its ass, and it runs into the night.
Carrier.
You got a little giant, like a Van Lanningham seal.
Yeah.
Like...
No. In response to your previous question on whether I had seen this, no. Yeah. That'd be a wonderful segment. And we will do it if you write into the podcast at fapcheck@gmail.com. Until next time, I'm Austin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Justin. Hey guys, have you seen...